Hallelujah. Would you grab your swords this evening and you turn to Psalm 17? Psalm 17. Hallelujah. Yes. Refresh. So there's no flesh. Psalm 17. Is everyone there? And starting at verse 1, hear a just cause, O Lord, attend to my cry. Give ear to my prayer, which is not from deceitful lips. You know that there's people that pray to God that their lips are deceitful because they're still living in sin. See, the word says something very specific. It says that God hears those that are humble, but he does not hear a prayer of a sinner unless he repents. Then he's not a prayer of a sinner. Amen. And verse 2, let my vindication, how many of y'all need some vindication? Let my vindication come from your presence. Let your eyes look on the things that are upright. You have tested my heart. Now let me explain something about the heart. We are made of three parts. We are made of a spirit, a soul, and a body. And what connects the spirit to the soul is called a heart. And in this, so your heart is actually the character of your spirit. But what connects your spirit to your soul is called your heart. And one of the things the enemy wants to do is defile your heart. In fact, the Holy Spirit said to me tonight, he said, we have a heart condition in the body. And it is called a heart disease. It is a spiritual heart disease. Do you know that many things that are going on spiritually will affect you physically? The Bible says that a merry heart brings what? Is good medicine. The Bible says before you judge someone, pull the plank out of your eye. Amen? Let me share something with you. Many things happen to many people. And we got to begin to look at what is my physical condition? Because sometimes your physical condition is attached to your spiritual condition. Yes, we know things are inherited, but you know, God has given us the power to break things off. Is everybody okay? Let my vindication come from your presence and let your eyes look on the things that are upright. You have tested my heart. You have visited me in the night. You have what? Tried me and have found nothing. I have what? I have purposed. I have what? Purpose. In other words, I've set something in action. I've said this is what I'm purposing. I've willed. I've set a course. I have focused. I'm set on something. I've purposed that my mouth shall not transgress. Now, what is he saying here? He says he knows that what comes out of his mouth will not only expose his heart, but also contaminate it. Concerning the works of men, by the words of your lips, I have kept away from the paths of the destroyer, or the paths of deception. Uphold my steps in your paths, that my footsteps may not slip. In other words, he's tested my heart. I've purposed not to contaminate it with my mouth, and I've purposed to keep myself away from deception so my footsteps wouldn't slip. Has everybody got it? Psalm 19. How many of y'all know the Bible says a prideful heart? Pride goes before what? Destruction. Amen. So is pride a contamination to the heart? Amen. It will cause heart disease. Psalm 19, verse 12. Let's speak it together. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse me from what? Secret faults are things that we're not willing to bring to light. We know they're there. The Holy Spirit is saying these things to us. He's trying to convict us, and we're still shrugging it. In verse 13, keep back your servant also from what? Presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then I shall be what? Blameless, and I shall be innocent of great transgressions. Let the words of my mouth and the what? Meditation of my heart be what? Acceptable in your sight. How many know God's not blind? He sees it all. He knows it all. It's amazing at how many people are still doing stupid stuff behind closed door thinking God don't see it. How dumb can we be and still breathe? Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. So there must be a purpose in our heart that what we're doing, we want it to be acceptable to Him. If you're doing things that are not acceptable to Him, then you don't have a relationship. Well, I know Jesus. Oh, no, you don't, bonehead. Because if you knew Jesus, you'd want to do the things that are right. You'd want to do things that please Him. You'd want to surrender your life. You'd want to surrender your will. You would quit fighting against Him and start following Him. You quit bucking. Amen? In Psalm 7, you know, when the Holy Spirit said to me, there is a spiritual heart disease, I saw the whole body, and I saw the heart, and the heart in the body is what causes the flow. It pumps blood in a body. And there's life and death in the body, in the blood. Amen? The word says that the life of the flesh is in the blood. And the heart pumps the blood. And in the blood, there's oxygen. That's associated with spirit. Because spirit is also associated with breath. And when I began to see what He was showing me, man, I saw a sick body. And He said, many of my people are sick because they have a heart condition, which is causing a heart disease. And they're bringing contamination on themselves. They're becoming deaf, blind, heart diseased. They're becoming ill. They're becoming mentally disturbed. All of these things are occurring. Let me tell you, everything begins in the spirit. Everything. And the devil comes to what? Steal, kill, and destroy. Where do you think high blood pressure comes from? Hello? High blood pressure. Now we know that things people eat support it. Salt will support good high blood pressure. Sugar will support good diabetes. So the devil can't kill you with sin, he'll kill you with what you eat. Oh, hallelujah. Is everybody okay? Psalm 7, verse 8. Did I say 7? Psalm 7, let's start at 6. Arise, O Lord, in your anger. Lift yourself up because of the rage of my enemies. Rise up for me to the judgment you have commanded. So the congregation of the people shall surround you. For their sakes, therefore, return on high. The Lord shall what? Judge the peoples. Judge me, O Lord, according to my righteousness and according to my what? Integrity where? Within me. Let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end, but establish the just, for the righteous God tests the hearts and the what? In other words, your thoughts. He tests your... I want you to begin to see a connection between the mouth and the heart, between the thoughts and the heart. My defense is of a God who saves the upright where? In heart. In other words, your heart must be upright before God. Integrity is of a righteous heart. And what's the heart? It's what connects your spirit to your soul. God tests the hearts and the thoughts of a man. Why? Because He sees that there's a connection between the thoughts and the heart. There's a connection between the mouth and the heart. In Genesis chapter 6. You know, we can look at people's diet. And when you look at people's diet, you can determine where their condition is. But I want you to know something, that you may see the diet of someone's life, the way they eat and where their condition is at. But what's influencing to eat those things is because of a contaminated heart. Does everybody get it? See, everything begins in the spirit realm. So why are they influenced to eat these things? Why are people influenced to do these things? Influence comes from the unseen realm. I was with a woman today that was so oppressed, it was disgusting. It was terrible. And she really didn't want help. She said, I want help. I said, okay, but I'm afraid to change. I said, well, then stay that way. Obviously, you don't want help bad enough. I prayed with her, had her pray some prayers. I saw a slight breakthrough, but she still wasn't willing. Let me tell you, there's a price to pay for freedom. There's a cost. Freedom is learned. And once it's learned, it must be implemented. People may know truth, but without practicing truth or having it a part of your life, you don't get free. You just have knowledge. People with knowledge and can't see are called idiots. They're spiritually blind. That's what an idiot is. Person who cannot see spiritually. But God is raising up warriors. There's a place where we must be willing to fight to get to. We must purpose in our heart that we're willing to do whatever it takes and stay there. There must be a place of a plateau and a level we reach where we are immovable and stay there. Why? Because when you reach that, God can trust you. People are trying to do self-imposed ministry when they haven't reached that place of God to trust them. And they're doing it because how they feel. And God can't trust someone who leans on what they feel. Is everybody okay? Genesis 6, is everybody there? In verse 5, would you read it? Then the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. Whoa! So he said, I'm going to kill him. And the Lord said, and the Lord was sorry that he had made man on the earth, and he was grieved in his own heart. And this is where the flood came. See, the thoughts of the heart. He said, every intent of the thoughts of the heart were evil. Do you see the connection? Genesis 8, 21. And the Lord smelled the soothing aroma. Then the Lord said in his heart, I will never again curse the ground of man's sake. Although the imagination of man's heart is what? Evil from his youth. Nor will I again destroy every living thing as I have done. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest time, cold and heat, winter and summer, day and night, shall not cease. In other words, he made a covenant with Noah that he wouldn't destroy the earth according to floods, rain. But he's going to destroy it in fire next time. It must be quicker. So we see the imagination now is connected to a man's heart. And Proverbs chapter 4. In verse 20, spiritual heart disease. Let's speak it together. Proverbs 4, verse 20. My son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. And do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your what? Now listen, so you see a connection between the ears in the heart and the eyes in the heart. For they are life to those who find them. And health to all their flesh. Keep your heart with what? All diligence. See, people have allowed contamination. People have gotten heart disease because of what they've said, what they've seen, what they've heard, what they've thought, and what they've imagined. It's brought a heart disease to them. How many know pornography will bring a heart disease? How many know ungodly music will bring a heart disease? Just because it doesn't happen instantly doesn't mean it's not catching up with you. It always catches up with you. Amen? Verse 23, read it with me. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life. Put away from you a deceitful mouth, and put perverse lips far from you. Let your eyes look straight ahead, and your eyelids look right before you. Ponder the path of your feet. In other words, consider, be alert, be sober. Look, discern, and let your ways be what? Established. Do not run to the right or to the left. Remove your foot from where? Evil. Why? So you don't get a heart disease. Proverbs 12. I don't even know drugs and alcohol will bring a heart disease. Yeah. You know, people drink to try to remove oppression.
Okay.
It's like taking methadone, trying to get off of heroin. That's a joke. It's harder to kick than the heroin. But that's the world, you know. They just exchange addictions. They only know how to demon manage. They don't know how to free anyone. Proverbs 12, verse 20, or verse 24, I'm sorry. I think. 24. The hand of the diligent will what? Rule, but the lazy man will be put to forced labor. Now look at this. Anxiety in the heart of a man causes what? Depression. Do you know that people that are oppressed have a spirit of fear? But a good word makes it what? Glad. That's why the word says, be anxious for nothing, but in all things prayer and supplication. How many of y'all know the devil loves to push you? He wants to cause you to react, because if you react, you sow in the flesh. When you sow in the flesh, you reap corruption. He's not stupid. He knows the whole system inside out. He knows exactly how to manipulate us so that we tie the hands of God. And we cry out to the Lord, oh, help. And he's going, untie my hands, and I'll help you. And get into that place and learn. How many of y'all know that when you cry out to God for help, he always puts you in a place to learn? Why? Because freedom's what? Learn. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's go a little further. Verse 26. The righteous should choose his friends what? The righteous should choose his what? Friends carefully. Be careful who you associate with. Amen. Associations bring impartations. Amen. For the way of the wicked leads them what? Oh my goodness. The way of the wicked leads them astray. Not the way of the righteous, the way of the wicked. Woo! The lazy man does not roast what he took in hunting, but diligence is man's precious possession. In the way of righteousness is life, and in a pathway, in its pathway, there is no death. There's no death. Why? Because you are doing things that are producing life, not death. Amen? Proverbs 3, spiritual heart disease. Proverbs 3, verse 1. And let's speak this together, please. My son, do not forget my law or my truth, but let your heart keep my commands. For length of days and long life and peace they will add to you. Let not mercy and truth forsake you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your what? In other words, get it imparted in you. And so find favor and high esteem in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge the Lord. And here he's going to what? Direct your paths or your steps. Don't be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord. Depart from evil. It will be health to your flesh and strength to your bones. Do you see that there's healing in this? Why? When you stop associating with evil, you begin to get healed. Honor the Lord with your possessions and with the first fruits of all of your increase, so your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will overflow with new wine. Does everybody see that? My son, don't despise the chastening of the Lord. I'm going to say that again. My sons and daughters, do not despise the correction, chastening, rebuke of the Lord, nor detest his correction. Why? Because correction brings protection. For whom the Lord loves, he corrects, just as a father, the son, in whom he delights. So listen, correction is an area that he delights in you, even when we're boneheads. He sees through our stupidity. Does everybody understand that? You know, the only one that keeps reminding you how goofy we are and how many bad things we've done is the enemy. But when you repent, God don't see it. And he's still going, my gosh, you're still caught up over there. I don't even see it anymore. What are you repenting for? You already did it. I don't want to go. What are you repenting for? Oh, Lord, don't you remember? Man, no, I don't. You mean God forgets? Yes. He purposely forgets. But we want to remind him. Lord, remember when I did that? No. Well, I do. I'm going to repent again. Until it's gone. It's gone, man. It's gone. And we want to remind God every day of our past sins. Hey, man, I do it sometimes. I'll be driving down the road going, oh, God, I forgot about it. Did I forget that one? No, you didn't. All right. Hallelujah. I can have a real pity party if I let the enemy distract me while I'm driving. And we get really goofy, don't we? Where are we? Are we done yet? 12? All right. No way. 3:12, we're at 12? We already did that one. Well, then let's go to Matthew 15. Glory. Aren't you glad you're not religious? Whew. Oh, praise God. Matthew 15 and verse 18. 17. Can I hear 16? No. Going once. 17 it is. Do you not yet understand that whatever enters the mouth goes into the stomach and is eliminated? But those things which proceed out of the mouth come from the heart, and they defile the man. Woohoo! Because as a man speaks, that's what he eats. And what he eats is what he becomes. For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulterers, fornications, thefts, false witness, blasphemies. These are the things which defile a man. But to eat with unwashed hands does not defile a man, you religious spirit. These were the Pharisees and Sadducees trying to cause problems because they were rebuking Jesus because his disciples didn't wash their hands. And Jesus tried to straighten them out. Jesus rebuked them. He said, your traditions are what causes problems. You're so concerned about washing your hands, but you ain't repented in 2 years. So it's things that come out of our mouth that will defile or contaminate our heart disease. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. The word says, taste and see that the Lord is good. People are tasting things that are bringing contamination to them. Taste is associated with desire. In verse 9, what does it say? But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. Wait a minute. Eye has not seen, nor ear have heard, what has entered into where? Does everybody see the connection? Because God wants your eyes, your ears. He wants everything of yours. There's an exchange to be made. Lord, I exchange my heart for your heart, my will for your will, my thoughts for your thoughts, my words for your words, my imagination for your imagination, my sicknesses and diseases for your stripes and healing, my lack for your abundance, my presence for your presence, my past for your future, my life for your glory. Man, you just throw it out there, man. Because what you sow is what you reap. What you speak is what you eat. And what you eat is what you become. Amen? Oh, hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 3. Hebrew 3. In verse 7. Hebrews chapter 3 and verse 7. Is everybody there? Let's speak it together. Therefore, as the Holy Spirit says, today if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion, in the day of trial, in the wilderness, where your fathers tested me, tried me, and saw my works 40 years. You know that you can test God by rebellion? When you rebel against God, you've just tested him. And let me tell you what, when you test him, he will test you. Why? Because you actually challenge him. And when you challenge him, he will challenge you. Therefore, I was angry with that generation and said, they always go astray, where? In their heart. And they have not known my ways. So I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest. Beware, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. But exhort one another, what? Daily. Exhort one another daily. While it's called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. For we have become partakers of Christ. What's that word? If, that means you have a choice. If you'll do this. If what? If we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast to the end. So we got to hold it all the way to the end. Well, it is said today, if you will hear his voice, hear his voice, hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in rebellion. So you think it's important to know his voice. Yes, Noah's unction. You know, it's not always, let me explain something about his voice. His voice is not always spoken. It's expressed. It's a presence that expresses. Because when you're walking with God heart to heart, he expresses something. And your heart, which is connected to your soul, will interpret what he's saying. So there are things that you don't have to ask him. In fact, before you get, you're thinking about asking him, he answers you already. Because you already know. In fact, there's things that you're asking him that you shouldn't ask him anyways because you already know you're trying to manipulate him. and he won't take it. When you try to manipulate God, you challenge him and he will challenge you. And it causes people to sometimes step back instead of going forward. Amen? Hallelujah. In 1 Peter chapter 3, 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 13, it says what? And who is he who will harm you if you become followers of what is good? But even if you should suffer for righteousness' sake, you are blessed. And do not be afraid of their threats, nor be troubled. But sanctify the Lord God, where? In your heart. Let him have complete dominion over you. And always be ready to give a defense for everyone who asks you a reason for the hope that is in you with meekness and fear, having a good conscience that when they defame you as evildoers, those who revile your good conduct in Christ may be ashamed. For it is better if it is the will of God to suffer for doing good than for what? Doing evil. Hallelujah. So there will be challenges. And one of the things the Lord is saying, if you'll sanctify him in your heart, in other words, you're sealing him. You've exchanged your heart. Again, I want to share that so many times we've shared our hearts with so many people and so many things. Every time you say, oh, I love that, you've just shared your heart with it. Oh, I love that. Oh, I love that. Now, there's nothing wrong with saying that. But at the end of the day, you need to pull your heart back with everything you shared it. Because when you pull your heart back with everything that you've shared it, you pull it back and you take it and you give it to the Lord. And you exchange your heart for his heart, because that's the heart we're to be sharing, not ours. He's supposed to have our heart and we're supposed to have his. That's why he says, sanctify the Lord in your heart. Does everybody understand that? There's nothing wrong with saying, I love you and whatever. But there's that place where people just open. They open themselves up to something. And you know what happens? People get hurt. They get hurt because things don't go their way. It's like emotional. When you open your heart to something, you connect to an emotional attachment. I hate emotional attachments because the enemy has access to us then. And I don't want to, the Bible says, make no place for the devil. I was trying to explain this to someone, but they said, but that's my spouse. I don't care. That's better. You better break that emotional attachment with that woman and your children and your job and your talents and all of these other things. Why? Because the enemy will use those to access you. And then you'll be Mr. or Mrs. Emotion. And you'll be seasick because you won't be able to allow the truth to lead you. You allow emotion to dictate your life instead of truth. And you'll be unstable and untrustworthy because you won't be faithful. You won't be consistent. People that live by emotions are never consistent and trustworthy. Everybody okay? Praise God. 2 Corinthians 3. Did you ever get around somebody that always says, I feel. That's what I heard today. I feel this. I said, well, who told you that? It looked like at me like I was crazy when they were. Who told you you feel? 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 1. Is everybody there? Let's read it. Do we begin again to commend ourselves, or do we need, as some others, epistles of commendation to you or letters of commendation from you? You are our epistles written where? In our hearts, known and read by who? Man, everybody knows. Clearly, you are an epistle of Christ, ministered by us, written not with ink, but by the what? Spirit of the living God. Not on tablets of stone, but on tablets of flesh. That is what? Of the heart. And we have such trust through Christ toward God, that not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think of anything as being from ourselves, but our sufficiency is from God, who also made us sufficient as ministers of the new covenant, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills and the Spirit brings life. Yes, Romans 14. Your heart is seen by all men. Why? Because your heart expresses your spirit. It is your character. Romans 14. Glory. Is everybody there? Romans 14, verse 16. Are you ready? This is a fruit of your heart. Therefore, do not let your good be spoken of as evil. Verse 17. For the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but what? Righteousness and peace and joy. Where? In the Holy Spirit. That's the fruit of your heart. That will be your character. When you are when you lose any of those, you have a diseased heart. You've contaminated yourself. Righteousness, peace, and joy. Amen? That's a healthy heart. Praise God. Psalm 24. Psalm 24. Is everybody all right? Are you getting this? So how are you going to examine yourself? You're going to look at it what? The fruit of your heart. Peace, joy, and righteousness in the Holy Spirit. Is anxiousness a good thing? No. Is fear a good thing? How about bitterness? Envy? Unforgiveness? Anger? Verse 1. The earth is the Lord's in all its fullness, the world and those who dwell in therein. For he has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the waters. Verse 3, read it with me. Who may ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who may stand in his holy place? Come on. He who has what? Clean hands and a pure heart. Oh, there's a connection, isn't there? Clean hands and a pure heart. Your hands will be clean if your heart is pure. If your heart's contaminated, your hands will not be clean. He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul to a what? Idol, nor sworn deceitfully. He shall what? Receive blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the Jacob, the generation of those who seek him and who seek your face. We must be seekers, honey. Listen, your heart ain't going to change until you seek. Hebrews 10. Hebrews chapter 10. Oh, it's good to hear the pages turn on Tuesday night. Some things just don't change. Hebrews 10, verse 15. Is everybody there? Let's speak it together. The Holy Spirit also witnesses to us, for after he said before, this is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, says the Lord, I will put my laws into their hearts and in their minds, I will write them. Then he adds, their sins and their lawless deeds, I will what? I will what? Remember no more. Yeah, we're the only ones that remember it. So he says, I'm going to put my law, my truth, I'm going to write it not only in your heart, but I'm going to write it in your thoughts. Now, if you're willing to see and you're willing to hear, you'll be willing to obey. And then your heart won't become hardened. Malachi 2. Malachi chapter 2. Is everybody there? Malachi chapter 2. One of the first offices we're to fulfill is priesthood. And he says, now, O priests, this commandment is for you. If you will not hear, and if you will not take it to what? Heart. To give glory to my name. Do you know that your life will give glory to his name? If you won't take it to heart to give glory to my name, says the Lord of hosts, I will send a curse upon you. And I will curse your blessings. Yes, I've cursed them already because you did not take it to what? Heart. That's people that are not serious. They're still playing with God. I don't care how many hours you work. I don't care how much money you save up. It will deplete. It will go kaput because it's cursed. And where there's a curse, demons have access to it. And we tie the hand of God because God can't do anything about it until we come to repentance and turn from it. Does everybody understand? Man, you'll bust your butt trying to get somewhere and get ahead, and you never will. Because what God has blessed you with, he is now cursed because you haven't taken him serious. You haven't taken the new life serious. You're still touching unclean things and whatever. still seeing things that are unclean, hearing things that are unclean, touching things that are unclean. When he says, come out from among them and be separate, then I will be a father to you. But until we take it to heart, everything we do will become cursed. James 3. Sure got quiet. Everybody's searching themselves out. Man, let me think. Very good. James chapter 3 and verse 13. Let's speak it. Who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show by good conduct that his works are done in the meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter envy and self-seeking in your hearts, do not boast and lie against the truth. This wisdom does not descend from above, but is earthly, sensual, and demonic. It's demon wisdom. For where envy and self-seeking exist, confusion and every evil thing are there. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield. I want to say willing to yield again. Full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. Now the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. Self-seeking. That means you're still protecting self. You haven't surrendered. Your survival of self. Trying to keep self alive. Proverbs 2. Proverbs chapter 2. We're training for reigning. You know, if we would truly examine ourselves and see who's in our mirror, we wouldn't fall into so many trials in the area of God trying to awaken us. See, because if you're not willing to examine you, He is. If you're not willing to expose yourself, He will. Proverbs 2, verse 1, let's read it. My son, if you receive my words and treasure my commandments within you, so that you incline your ear to wisdom and apply your heart to understanding. Yes, if you cry out for discernment and lift up your voice for understanding, if you seek her as silver and search for her as for hidden treasures, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth come knowledge and understanding. He stores up sound wisdom for the upright. He is a shield to those who walk uprightly. He guards the path of justice and preserves the way of his saints. Then you will understand righteousness and justice, equity in every good thing. When wisdom enters your heart and knowledge is pleasant to your soul. Discretion will preserve. Why? Because you'll have discernment. But you must set your heart to want to learn. That's what you want to do. You want to set your heart to learn. That means participate. Well, maybe I'll do it next week. Too late. Never miss the opportunities of the Lord. It may not come around again. Daniel chapter 1. And then we're going to close in Daniel chapter 10. Daniel chapter 1. Is everybody okay? Did you get this? We need to get rid of the heart disease, men. Daniel 1. In verse 8, what did Daniel do? But Daniel what? Purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's delicacies, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore, he requested of the chief of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. Because he knew what he was going to drink would defile him. He knew what he was going to eat was going to interfere with him. Does everybody? He purposed in his heart not to defile himself. And that's what you and I must do. We must purpose in our heart to come out from among them, be separate, not touch anything that's unclean, and quit compromising. Well, the world says it's okay. So what? God doesn't. And quit justifying. Think it's okay to go out and drink here and do dope here and have cigarettes here, watch pornography here and just touch unclean. Those are unclean things. Stop touching them. And then your heart will begin to change. Amen? We need healing of the heart. Daniel 10. And we'll close here. Stop speaking stupid stuff. So you can take the tree trunk out of your own eye. Amen? 10. Is everybody there? Praise God. In verse 10, suddenly a hand touched me, which made me tremble on my knees and on the palms of my hands. And he said to me, O Daniel, man greatly beloved, understand the words that I speak to you and stand upright, for I have now been sent to you. While he was speaking this word, I stood trembling. Then he said to me, don't be afraid, Daniel, for from the first day that you what? Set your heart to understand and to what? Humble yourself before your God. Your words were heard, and I have come because of your words. Oh, how beautiful. Once you set your heart to learn and understand him, and you humble yourself. Humbleness is not pride. It's humble. God rejects the proud and gives more grace to the humble. That means you're not rebellious. See, because rebellion is prideful. And that means you're challenging God. And when we challenge him, you can expect to be challenged. And if you stay in that state of being, you can expect everything that he blessed you with to become cursed. And you'll find yourself in that cycle all the time. Amen? Let's get healed from this heart disease. Amen? It's time to repent for all of these things. The sins of our eyes, ears, heart, voice, lips, tongue, words, hands, feet, emotions, imaginations, conscience, subconscious, attitude, motive, desires, unfulfilled vows, works of the flesh. Hello? Did you get that? I'm not repeating it. Get the CD. Praise God. But I'll tell you, he's faithful to complete what he started. That's what he's asking for, is a little cooperation. So sometimes we got to come out of ourself, nail it to the wall, and take off. Don't worry about what happened to it. Hopefully it died. Amen? Father, we thank you for your word. We are honored and blessed, and we ask for your forgiveness. Lord, we ask for that you would heal us from all heart disease tonight. And we take this opportunity and we repent for all areas of sin, transgressions, and iniquities, and every area that we have shared our heart where we shouldn't have, opened our heart to things we shouldn't have, touched things. We ask for your forgiveness, that you'd wash us with the blood of Jesus, heal us with the stripes of Jesus, as we exchange our heart for your heart. And let it be in your hands all the days of our life, in Jesus' name. Everybody said amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Be blessed. Amen.